The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
What did Wendy Adelson know and when did she know it? That's the question that we're going to be asking all this week as we go through her police interrogation. It was roughly a 4.5-hour interrogation that took place many a months ago. But now with the renewed interest in the case, obviously Charlie behind bars, mom being charged. Are there more charges to come? That's what we're speculating on. And we're going to take a listen to the audio of what Wendy told investigators when they sat down and talked to her after her ex-husband, Dan Markle, was found murdered. Every single day, about 6 p.m. Central Time, we'll be dropping another edition of this series, 5 in total, Monday through Friday. You can take it in rather bite-sized chunks, about an hour each, give or take a bit. And you can hear what she told police in her own words, so you can be the judge of, was she involved in the murder of her ex-husband, Dan Markle? She's been charged with nothing as of our recording right now. But did she know something? Or was she the victim of her family like so many others had been? Let's begin by going to that very first piece of audio. And like I said, Monday through Friday this week, we'll continue playing this back for you so you can absorb all of it by the end of the week. This is Wendy Adelson being interrogated by police, part one.
Did your ID with you?
I just listened to my voicemail.
What'd you hear? Who was your voicemail?
It's from Lisa Carey, who is my real estate agent, or who I had gone with to find a house. She just said she was going, driving around town, and she heard there was a shooting on Trescott.
Yeah, that's what this is about. I'm sorry you had to hear it that way.
I'm sorry, I didn't know if I should,
It's all right, just leave it there. Is it still on?
It's right there.
It is Friday, and I feel like an idiot doing this, but I just heard that there was a shooting over on Trescott, and I promise I'm not trying to be dramatic or even nosy. I just checking on you, my friend. I hope all is well. I hope your sweet boys are well, and if there's anything you need, let me know. It just ran a chill down my spine when I heard that there was something going on Trescott. All right, 212-3083. Hope all is well, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
That's all right. You can stop it. Or does it stop automatically?
It's done.
Okay. Do you have your identification with you? So you never took the last name of Markle?
No.
A-D-E-L-S-O-N. Okay. Wendy with an I. Joe. All right. There was a shooting at your home, or your ex-husband's home, at 2116 Trescott. Okay. Your ex-husband, Daniel, all right, has been taken to the hospital. He's not going to survive.
Oh my God.
Okay. Before we get into everything, I have to establish where you were and who you were with and so forth.
Okay.
And then once we've established all that, I can give you more details.
Okay.
Do you understand why I wanted you to come here before I discuss this?
Oh my God.
Let me get over this hump, okay? Can we do that first? All right. Can you tell me what time you left your house this morning?
Yeah, I was there. I didn't leave this morning. I didn't leave until noon.
Okay.
And oh, my God. And I tried to drive up Trescott, and I saw that it was blocked.
It was blocked at some point. I'm not sure what time it was blocked.
And I just thought, oh, there's maybe some trees down or something. Sometimes.
Oh, you're saying as you drove down which one of the side roads?
When I'm going to a friend's party tonight, and oh my God, what am I even talking about? I needed to buy, it's a stock the shelf engagement party, and so I went to buy bourbon.
Okay.
So I went to drive from my place up Trescott to get to ABC Liquor, and it was blocked, so I just turned around. I was on the phone at the time. I wasn't paying a lot of attention. So I just turned around and drove up the other way. I just thought, oh, sometimes there's, when I lived there, there were electrical things
okay. That
would happen. I left my house around 12:15 because I thought I'll get the bourbon and then I'll get some gas for the car and maybe get super glue for one of the boys' toys. And I was trying to do all I can before meeting my two friends at 1.
Okay, what Who was at your house this morning?
The only person that was at my house this morning was a guy from Best Buy, because my TV was broken and it's under warranty.
Either for you.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay, a guy from Best Buy was at your house to work on your TV?
I have his name and everything at the house if you want it, because the boys broke the TV, so he gave me a choice of fixing it or getting a new one.
What time did he come to the house?
He called me at around 8. He was probably there until around 10.
Okay. Okay. And then
after he left, I kept working on a paper, and I emailed the paper to a librarian at school to work on some of the citations.
Okay.
And I don't think I talked to anyone else, but I was just working for an hour or so from the house. I was gonna take a shower, but I didn't. I ran out of time. I did laundry. Mm. And then I left the house around noon.
To go to the liquor store and the stuff for the party?
Yeah.
Okay, and you went down which road, you said?
I went down Trescott.
Okay.
I saw a police car there, and I just thought it was blocked, so I just turned around and I went down the rest of Centerville, went up Benton, took Benton across, went to ABC Liquors, bought the bourbon.
I'm a little confused. You're up on Centerville Road. What's your purpose of driving down Trescott?
It's usually the shortcut to get to Monroe.
To get to Monroe?
I usually take it as a cut through to get to Thomasville or Monroe.
Okay, all right, so you...
I don't know why I said Monroe. I was thinking Mosaic Monroe, Thomasville.
Okay, so when you come down into town on Centerville...
I almost always cut through Trescott.
Trescott and just drive by your old house?
Well, I do it as a way of, like, coming to terms with a divorce. But yeah, sometimes I drive there. If I'm too sad, I drive around.
Okay.
If the kids aren't home and I know they're not home, I feel better about driving by the house. But yeah, it's shorter and I just usually drive by.
It's shorter than going all the way down to Benton?
All the way down Centerville and around Benton. Just a shortcut I always took.
Okay, so you turned around and went back to Centerville, I take it?
Yeah.
Down to Benton and went to the liquor store down there on Thomasville?
Yeah.
The one at Benton Road?
ABC Liquors, Benton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, did you make a purchase there?
Yeah.
And that was sometime after 12?
Probably 12:30.
Okay, all right.
And I talked to a guy there because I don't really buy much alcohol, and so they wanted bourbon, and I asked the guy, we had a whole conversation about bourbon, and
right. My
eyes, like...
Your eyes?
He just said, your eyes are really blue, right. And...
You have contacts?
I do.
Okay.
But I just remembered it.
Right.
So I bought the bourbon and got some gas on Thomasville and met my friends at Mosaic.
Which gas station did you go to on Thomasville?
The one that's, I always forget the name, but the one that's close to the cross street. It's right next to the Goodwill.
Okay.
If you're heading north on Thomasville. If you're heading north on Thomasville, it's on your right.
Okay, just past the Goodwill
place? Just past the Goodwill. It's close to the intersection there.
Okay. All right, and then from that point, you went straight to the...
Went to Mosaic.
Mosaic restaurant.
And okay. I met friends there. I used to have kind of a steady Friday meeting, and I hadn't seen my two friends in a while. And so we had made plans to meet up.
What time did you get to Mosaic?
About 1. I was a little late. We were supposed to meet at 1, and I got there a few minutes after.
Okay. All right. I know it's cold in here. Okay.
I think that's not why. I'm
okay, I know it's part of it, but do you know anybody that would have a beef against your ex-husband?
He's. Oh, God.
I hate to ask it now, but I have to do it now. You understand, right?
I understand. He had friends. He was, he always meant well, but he would sometimes rub people the wrong way.
Okay.
But not anyone who would do something like this.
Anybody that he owes money to?
No. He owes money to me.
He owes money to you?
Okay. Not me.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God, my poor kids. Oh my God.
Well, we're still trying to determine, you know, what happened and how it happened.
But he wouldn't do this to himself.
Okay.
He was a very positive person.
Okay.
He, you know.
No one that you know of or that he's spoken to recently that he's had some type of problem with or that he was concerned about?
No. No one that he was concerned about. I mean, we've been separated for 2 years, so I don't know, like,
right.
You know, if he had something going on, I wouldn't know about it. But, I mean, I had lost my voice earlier this week, and so we had put off this conversation about our son's school and where he was going to go. And he, I know a lot of people didn't love him, but not anyone who would, like, hate him.
Okay.
He meant well, everyone that knew him.
Okay.
Knows that he means well, but he can be a little, like, argumentative.
Right.
But not, he didn't owe anyone money. He didn't do anything except work and take care of his kids. He wasn't involved in anything bad.
Okay.
I can't believe this is happening.
I know. And he was a professor at the law school, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And your divorce has been 2 years or the total separation, I'm assuming?
Total separation's been 2 years. Our divorce was finalized last summer around this time.
Okay.
He wouldn't do this to himself. He has a girlfriend now.
Do you know his girlfriend?
I met her once in the last couple of weeks. She was visiting. She lives in New York.
Okay. Do you know anything about her?
I know some things about her. She's also a law professor. I know she's recently divorced and she has a son. I don't know if her divorce is final, but I think recently divorced.
Where's she a law professor at?
At NYU.
Okay.
And they seemed very happy, and I mean, I think that was a really good thing in his life. He seemed really happy about it. She came down here, she met the boys, and I met her, and she told me how great she loved the boys. You know, like, it seemed fine.
She ever stay at the house with him?
Just that one time.
When was that?
I remember because I just got back from being with my family in South Florida. Sorry.
It's okay. You're doing great.
So, what date was it? I went with my family. It was my dad's 70th birthday, and we went home for it. So, his birthday was the 5th. I left Monday the 30th. So, she must have come into town Saturday, the evening of the 28th.
What month?
June.
This past June.
Just now. So, June 28th. And then she was there with the boys the 29th, and then I met her on the morning of the 30th when I picked up the kids to take them to South Florida.
Do you know when she left?
I could probably find it, like, in the email and stuff. I think she was here for, like, one more day, and then Danny went up to New York because I was with the kids in Miami for a good long while. I was there. I drove back July 10th, so I was there almost 2 weeks. And so I think he went up the next day.
Okay. Do you know her name?
I do. It's Amy Adler. Oh my gosh.
A-D?
A-D-L-E-R.
And she's a professor of law at NYU? What kind of car does she drive?
I have no idea. I don't know if she has a car. She lives in New York City.
Well, so, I mean, she was driving down. I mean, she flew down here, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you have her phone number?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know how long they were dating, even. It seemed kind of serious if she met the kids, but I don't really know. He's been going up to New York for, like, conferences and stuff since Lincoln was about a few months old. So he's been going up there 3.5 years. So my guess was that they might have known each other for a long time, but have been dating, I don't know how long.
Well, let me ask you something. Does his relationship with her have anything to do with your all's divorce?
No.
No? It had nothing to do with an extramarital affair or anything?
No, but the only thing I'm thinking is Amy, I don't know what Amy's full divorce situation is like, so if you're going to think of someone who's not thrilled with Danny, I don't know how happy her husband or ex-husband is with the situation.
Do you know anything about him?
I don't know anything about him.
So you know Amy Adler, she's a professor at NYU. She was down here from the end of June through the first part of July.
I think just a few days.
Right.
Yeah.
As visiting. But he'd been seeing her when he goes to New York on these conference
trips. Yeah. Well, he's in New York in the summertime. We have a week on, week off schedule with the boys. So whenever I have them for a week, he goes up to New York for a week. So he's been spending a lot of time up there.
Did he relate to you that he'd been seeing her up in New York, or that's where they met, or anything of that nature?
He didn't tell me about it, but I feel like he was pretty vocal with like our friends and people probably since December about her being his girlfriend. Okay. So
who would be his best friend?
When we were still together, he had two best friends. Neither of them are in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm completely blanking on their last names right now.
That's
There's
okay.
Matt Price, that was his best man at our wedding. And Josh Berman, who, Matt is in DC and Josh is in New York. Actually, he has a friend, I don't know if they're so close, but he and the boys sleep over at their house a lot. They're in Cairo, Georgia.
Okay.
That's probably his closest friend here.
Do you know his name?
His name's Alex Greenberg. He's a veterinarian in town, and they've got kids around the same age as our kids.
He's a vet here in town?
Mm-hmm. And I think
Do you know where
close.
His office is?
I don't. I maybe in Cairo.
Oh, he doesn't have office in Tallahassee?
I don't think so.
He's a vet in Cairo.
Well, their house is in Cairo. His
right.
wife is a dentist. I don't know if her practice is in town or in Cairo either. His wife is Maya. M-Y-A.
Okay. You're being very helpful, okay? And I know it's hard.
I'm trying.
You're doing fine.
I can't believe what's happening.
You're doing fine. I know it's all the shock. I know it's coming to you all at once. Okay?
I don't know who would do this.
Okay, well it appears from what we've seen so far that someone intentionally hurt Danny. Okay, intentionally. Okay, I don't know who it is. No. And I don't
think. What if they come after the boys?
I don't think that's going to be. I have no indication at this time that that's a threat. Okay? But the boys are going to stay with you. You're not going to back over to Trescott. Okay.
No, I don't live there anymore.
I know you don't. But the boys are going to stay with you, okay? And they'll be fine.
I don't know if I can take care of them like this.
All right. Where's your closest family at?
My family, I actually just talked to my brother this morning. My parents are in Coral Springs.
Okay.
And my brother, I have two brothers, but I'm very close to one of them who is in... in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. All right. So that's where you're from originally, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
His family's in Canada. Did they know? Did you tell them?
No, they haven't been notified yet.
Oh, my God. His parents are going to be devastated.
Okay. This is what I want to do, okay? This is what happened, okay? Daniel's been shot, okay? And we have to find out why and who did this. Can you help with that?
I will try.
Okay. What I want to do right now to try to expedite things, okay? But I need your permission, is I want to take your cell phone and download all the information out of it.
Sure.
Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Okay. And then we're going to make arrangements for you to get the kids, or we'll get the kids somehow, okay? Because the kids are at daycare, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to need their mother.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. I got to get a form for you to sign, and then I'm going to get the phone started. Okay?
Oh, my God. I have a lot of friends.
I know.
How do you know that?
Well, you had two of them up there for a last-minute lunch date, right?
Last minute.
Well, I mean, you went up there, you're sitting with them, you have friends.
I do. What I meant by it is that Danny didn't treat me very well, and okay. I'm so scared that maybe someone did this. Not because they hate Danny, but because they thought this was good somehow.
Oh, are you saying that you think maybe one of your friends would have done something
Who
like this?
Who would do this?
I don't know. That's why you're here, and that's why we're talking. Would you ever ask someone to do something like this?
Not in a million years.
Okay. Do you think someone would do this for your benefit without asking you?
No.
What good does it deserve?
I made my brother, the one, his name is Charlie, the one I'm really close to, he makes a lot of jokes in bad taste, and it was a joke he made. He bought the TV for me this morning that got broken, and I was talking to him about whether it made sense to pay to fix it or whether I should get a new one, and it was always his joke that, like, he knew Danny treated me badly, and it was always his joke. He said, I looked into hiring a hitman, and it was cheaper to get you this TV, so no. Instead I got you this TV.
Okay.
I mean, he would never. He's my big brother, and he's been taking care of me since I was little, but he would never. And I told that to the repair guy this morning.
Right. That's okay.
I said, he asked me how much it cost, and I said I didn't know because it was a gift, because my brother said it was cheaper than a hitman. It was my divorce present.
Okay.
Such a horrible thing to say. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But even my family, who felt like I had been mistreated, would never do something like this. Never.
Well, you guys have been divorced for over a year. Has there been any type of abuse in that time?
Of him towards me?
Yeah.
No. It's, he's litigious, and we have an ongoing case because the house, it shouldn't be in my name anymore, but, when we settled the case of our divorce, he said, or one of the agreements the court said was Danny wanted to stay in the house. They said, you can have the house, but you need to pay her half of the amount of what the house is worth. And he agreed to it, and then months passed, and he just never paid me.
Okay.
And so we have ongoing litigation where I filed a motion in the court to have him pay me what he said he would, and he filed a counter motion for sanctions against my attorney because he thought that she did something wrong, which she didn't. She withdrew from the case and was going to serve as a witness. I mean, she's not going to lash out at him for it. She's using the legal process to do it. You know, my parents are, you know, very angry towards him. But even when they're around my kids, they would never say a bad word about my kid's father. They're really, really careful about that. They just like him, but they know he's the father of my kids. They would never do that.
Right.
I don't know who would be angry enough with him.
Well, that's what I have to find out.
To do something like this.
The brother that you're real close to, I have to do a lot of elimination at the same time. The brother that you're really close to, the one that joked about the TV and everything, what'd you say his name was?
Charlie,
and he's in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what kind of car he has.
He has like five cars.
You can't tell me all of them.
He drives a because I think one of them is an unmarked police car.
Oh, really?
He's a bit of a character.
Okay.
So I don't know what he's driving at the time.
Right.
But I'll tell you, he's a periodontist, and he has this practice where he works from early in the morning till late at night. So if you ever wanted to find his whereabouts, he's working all day long.
Okay.
Until early in the morning till late at night, always driving to a different office working.
Oh, he goes to different offices?
Yeah, he works in different offices all over South Florida, does implants for people, and he works really hard all the time. He has a girlfriend, so he's pretty much accounted for all the
Charlie,
time.
Charlie, was that his first name?
Charlie's his first name.
Not Charles?
I think Charles is his legal name. No one calls him that.
What's his last name?
Adelson.
What's his middle?
J-A-Y.
Same spelling, A-D-E-L-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
What?
What? Oh my God. What? I can't believe this is happening.
Okay. All right. Let me go get the form for the phone.
Do I need to be read my Miranda rights or something if you're gonna look at my phone?
I can read you Miranda if you want to hear that.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make sure.
I have no reason at this point to suspect you in this incident, okay?
I couldn't tell from the way you were talking to me in the car if I was a suspect.
Well, no, the reason was I didn't want to get into everything until we got up here.
Is he still in the hospital?
He's at the hospital, yes. Yes.
And he's alone.
Yes.
And nobody knows he's there.
Well, you know now. And while I'm going to get this phone taken care of, I'm going to have a victim advocate come in here, and hopefully you can supply her with his parents.
Oh, God.
I'm assuming his parents would be his next of kin.
He's a sister he's really close with.
Where is she?
They're all in Canada. He's Canadian.
Okay. All right. They live in Canada.
They all live in Canada.
Okay.
His family's all in Canada.
Okay.
They're going to think I did it.
Now, just don't jump to conclusions on that.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
All right, let me go get the form for the phone, okay? Sorry, you okay?
Yeah. No.
I meant to.
That's fine. Our last interaction wasn't nice.
What are you talking about? Personal?
Yeah, I'm just looking here. I didn't want him to take the boys this afternoon. I had wanted to have them. And I talked over with my brother and realized, you know, just their dad wants to take them swimming. It's not worth getting upset over. He sent me that message at 9:15 this morning.
You were telling me before, when we were riding up here, that the agreement was that you all were going to have some type of phone call at 11:15 this morning. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly. Just that we needed to have the talk at some point before. We have to decide before Monday of what to do about his school, where Ben's going to go to school. And he said, I'm going to be done. I thought it was 11:15, but when we listened to the message, it was 10:30.
Okay.
When he said, I'm going to be out of, he went to like a workout class at the gym.
At Premier.
Mm-hmm. Said, I'm going to be out of it by such and such a time. You could call me then. And I called, but I think we could see what time I called him. I thought it was more of like, let's see, recent calls. I called him. Well, that's him calling in at 9:02. I called him at 11:42 and got his answering machine.
He called you at 9:02?
He called me at 9:02.
Mm-hmm.
The repair guy was there, and honestly, I leave my ringer off a lot of the time, so I didn't even hear the call come in. He left me a message. I called him at 11:42 and left him a message just saying, okay, I want to talk about school for Ben, and I assume I'll see you at 4:30 today, when I figured he's going to take the kids swimming.
Right.
And he'll drop them at the house at 4:30.
Okay. So in other words, the whole meeting at 10:30 or 11:15 didn't happen. Right. Okay. All right. Let me get this. There's a lot of information on here, okay? It'd probably be easier if I read it to you.
Fine.
Okay. I, Wendy Addison, and I got to change
it's
this.
Adelson.
I know, I got to change that.
It's okay. It's A-D-E-L-S-O-N.
Actually, it's spelled right. I said it wrong. A-D-E-L-S-O-N. Do hereby authorize and give my permission to Investigator Isom, who has identified himself to me as a law enforcement officer with necessary assistance of a digital forensic examiner to make a full and complete search of my cell phone or other digital media, along with data located on additional data sources, locations such as connected to, at, and were at the Tallahassee Police Department. That's the address. I have been advised that law enforcement are engaged in investigation concerning an alleged violation of federal or state law pertaining to a shooting incident. I do further authorize to give permission to take from my cell phone located at 2347th Avenue.
I'm sorry, is that the police station?
That's where we're at right
okay.
now. Yeah. Computers, cell phones, computer peripherals, digital media data, which may or may not have been connection, value, or relevance as evidence in said investigation. The above law enforcement officer has fully and fairly advised me on rights as follows. I have the right to refuse consent of the search of my property. I have the right to consult with an attorney or any other person of my choice prior to giving them consent and permission to search the above described property. Any cellular phones, computers, computer peripherals, and digital media or data, along with any data located on these items or on additional digital storage locations such items can connect to, found by said officers in the course of their search, can be used as evidence against me or others in a court of law. I fully understand and appreciate these rights and wish it be specifically understood that I'm hereby giving consent permission to conduct the search of the cellular phones, computers, computer peripherals, and digital media data, along with any data located on any additional digital storage locations such items can connect to, solely because of my desire to freely and voluntarily cooperate and assist in this investigation. I have not been promised anything or been threatened or coerced in any way, nor has any inducement of any kind been held out to me in return for this consent and permission to search. Okay, can I have your phone now?
Yeah. Stupid question, but are you gonna give it back?
Yes, yes, yes.
I feel like I need to help my family what's going on.
No, you're gonna get it back. I'm trying to expedite this now so I can get it back to you sooner.
I understand.
Be right back. Okay, Wendy. Let me get your.
That's the friend I was with calling. Do you want to just decline it? I guess I should talk to anyone right now.
Yeah.
Is there someone I can talk to about what to tell my kids?
Yes. Well, we're going to get to that. Give me your phone number on this phone again.
954-803-0079.
Can I get Daniel's cell phone number?
202-276-8200.
202-276-8200. Okay. Do you know his passcode to unlock his phone?
I don't.
You don't know it?
I don't have a passcode.
Right.
When I was with him, he didn't have the kind of phone that needed a passcode.
Okay.
But he's gotten an iPhone since then, so
yeah.
He may have one. And I don't... I can't remember, like, actually, I remember his passcode to something, but it was like a word in Hebrew with the word one, so it's a word and not numbers. I could give you my children's birthdays in case you want to try that. I really have no idea what it would be.
Okay, let's go ahead with the children's birthdays.
So Ben is 729, so it could be like 0729.
What year?
2009. Lincoln is 1013, 2010. They're 14 months apart.
1013 of 10?
Yeah. I was complaining about him at the lunch.
Sorry. I'll be right back.
Go answer.
Okay, they're going to take your phone, they're going to hook it up to a machine, download the information. It doesn't take a whole lot unless you got a lot of stuff on there.
I don't know what's on there. I have to use the bathroom.
Okay, no problem.
Is there?
Yep.
Is it close by?
Yeah, it's real close by. Okay, you can leave your stuff there. It's not going anywhere, and I'll escort you right around the corner here. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want some water after that?
Okay.
There's more to come as we break down the police interrogation of Wendy Adelson. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss our next segment. If you're joining us midway through, every single day, we're dropping parts 1 through 5 of Wendy Adelson's police interrogation interview. What did she know? And where did she know it?
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.